it's time for Toker Talk Radio, the voice of the marijuana nation.
What are you people? On dope?
Or you can toke.
I am here.
Or you can talk.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
Or you can toke and talk.
10 federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
While we talk about toke on Toker Talk Radio.
So by the way, when it comes to pot, you know, if you're 40 years old, you live in a log cabin in Oregon, you got 12 giant pot plants in your backyard, have a ball.
Live from beautiful Portland, Oregon at Rolla J Studios.
Hey, this is great.
Freedom, yes, freedom, not cannabis.
Plus your calls live at 971-533-7111.
They're walking on their pants with their cap on backwards, listening to the Enema Man and Snoopy Snoopy Poop Dog.
What's to keep somebody from getting all potted up on weed and then getting behind the wheel?
Gateway theory doesn't work. It's a reality.
Holland, is it real? Don't tease me.
We're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years.
And now, here's your host, the guru of ganja graphics, the sultan of sativa statistics, and the worst nightmare of a reefer mad prohibitionist. A polite, perspicacious, productive pothead with a propensity for PowerPoint. Radical Russ Belville.
Woo-hoo! Here we are, folks. It's my last hour at Rolla J Studios in beautiful legal potland, Oregon. This is it, the last hour here before I go out on the road on the Legalize America 2016 tour, also known as the Fill in the Back tour. I'm Radical Russ, coming to you live and direct. And man, I'm just over the moon right now. We just concluded an extended interview with Mark Emery, the Prince of Pot, one of the foremost marijuana legalization activists of all time, and he couldn't have been more complimentary. I will take that to the grave, Mark. Thank you, man. That's just everything you had to say just made this all worthwhile. I'm so excited right now. And I'm also excited because we've got a guest coming on next. Kevin P. Saunders is on the line. And he is here to basically rebut me. We've been going back and forth on Facebook for a long, long time. And the basic difference is that I support legalization in the form of the Sean Parker Initiative, the Adult Use of Marijuana Act, that has the money and the polling and the backing and the pros and could legalize marijuana in California and change the world. And Kevin disagrees with me on my points of support for the Adult Use of Marijuana Act to the point where he wants you to vote against it, that you should vote against the Adult Use of Marijuana Act in favor of instead voting for or supporting one of the other acts that are out there that aren't as well funded, don't have any polling, lack signatures, and so forth. So we've been going back and forth on this, and he's been taunting me and challenging me to a debate. Let's debate this. I'll show you, like a lot of rhetoric like that, right? You can look at my feed and read it for yourself. And that's fine. That's why I'm here. The whole point of this show is a talk show, right? Is to have discussions. And I love strong opinions. I don't like being called names. And let me be clear. Kevin has been absolutely a gentleman through this thing. I'm going to say it. No qualifiers. Been a gentleman through this whole thing. And kept it on topic. And so I've been waiting to hear from him, right? And I keep pointing out time after time after time that I have a live talk show. And every day from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, I have a phone line that you can call, 971-533-7111. And you can debate me. You don't have to go on Facebook and put these all caps posts of challenging me to a debate. I'm here every day. I'm paying for bandwidth, a phone line, and an audience for you to come debate me any day. But I kept saying that over and over and over again. It's like any weekday, 4 o'clock, call in. Any weekday, call in, 4 o'clock. Never called in. So finally, I thought, well, maybe it's because I'm just saying any weekday and it doesn't feel special somehow. Or, I don't know, if it's just a call-in, then it's like talk radio. And to be fair, he's called in before, and we've had discussions, but we've had it talk radio style, where, if you try to say something that's BS, I'll call it, and we'll you know, we'll discuss it like talk radio, but I can understand that might be intimidating. I can understand that. So here we have Kevin Saunders live, 8 minutes, uninterrupted by me, to have him make his point. Kevin, when you hear music again, you've got 45 seconds left.
Activism begins with ACT. The Rush Belleville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
And you're live.
Thank you, Russ, for that. I really enjoyed listening to Mark Emery, who is a hero of mine and a hero to a lot of people here in the United States, and obviously very popular in Canada. And I share his feelings about you, too. I'm a fan. I've been a fan for decades. I considered you my voice growing up as a big supporter of Normal. And I really appreciate how you look out for the consumers in your position and the platform that you've created for yourself. And I just think that I wish people would show more respect to you and to activists in general and keep this debate civil and not use such hyperbole and platitudes, because at the end of the day, we all want the same thing. We want people to come home out of, you know, cages, and we want fair taxation with low income subsidies and good quality medicine. And I just wanted to thank you for giving me this opportunity and for your kind words. But I really, really want to tell you why I think that you were not only wrong about Yes on Three in Ohio, but why I think that you're wrong about the OMA, the Sean Parker initiative to legalize marijuana in 2016. My first beef is obviously it's 1 ounce and 6 plant possession and plant limit. That is not only not sustainable for people who juice, but it's also very difficult for people who live in apartments, which under the OMA would be banned by their landlords from growing, and in some cases possessing. But let's just say you lived in 90% of California, which is rural. This law states that in those counties where essentially you have no neighbors or neighbors that are far, with economies that are below the poverty line in some cases, that you would be limited to 6 plants. And this is on top of the bans that are going on as a result of the California League of Cities. So it's impossible for 6 plants to be enough medicine for people who count on this, especially our low-income folks who can't afford dispensaries. So when you have 1 ounce, 6 plants, that may have sounded good in 2010, 2012, but we're at warp speed. We have now had an opportunity to learn from Colorado and Washington and see those Victorian, draconian policies where the sky is falling not come to fruition. We see freedom growing. We see prosperity. We see medical refugees moving, home prices going up, dormant real estate on the rise, crime rates going down, schools being funded. That can happen in California, but it needs to happen right in California. We are the pioneers. We are the example for the world. We are the 8th largest economy in the world. We are now in our 4th generations of some growers. Hezekiah Allen, the executive director of the Seminole California Growers Association, a 4th generation Humboldt farmer. These are the kinds of people that we have leading our movement now. And it's grown up. And the OMA is not representative of the values that I believe that Californians, whether you're in Humboldt or San Diego, all the way out to Tahoe where Cody Bass is, 6 plants, 1 ounce is not going to do it. You also, under OMA, would have essentially a ban on public smoking or on automobiles. Some people walk, exercise in parks. They would not be able to smoke a joint. Vaping, banned. People live in their automobiles, some in trailers, campers, vans. Some people, unfortunately, have to live in their sedan. Some people would just be driving with their friend. No open container. None. So while you think bans are being scaled back, new laws are being created. That's new revenue for prisons, more revenue for cops under a reefer madness mentality. The taxation rate, 15%, even for medical patients. They're exempt from the 7.5 sales tax, but 15% excise tax, which is essentially a sin tax, that our low income, people on SSI, people on Medi-Cal would have to pay. I already mentioned that landlords can ban possession and growing. It just doesn't seem like this is the proper way to go forward. Let me talk about the second major beef that I have, and that's the criminalizing of anyone, let me repeat, anyone in possession of over 1 ounce of flour or 8 grams of concentrate or 6 plants. So that means you're driving down the street and you have 2 ounces on you, 2 ounces. You could be charged with a misdemeanor. Now, some people will say, oh, it's a misdemeanor. It's not a felony. Well, a misdemeanor, if you're on probation or you're under CPS scrutiny, can be a real big deal. You could be in jail for 2 weeks before a hearing. Plus, a misdemeanor is a $500 fine, up to a year in jail. If you're in a punitive county or you're on SSI, that $500 could be the difference of eating or not. You also have a rule where it makes people between 18 and 21 susceptible to violation. At the same time we want our 18-year-olds to shy away from alcohol, we want to educate these young kids before alcohol takes root. We want to establish them as cannabis consumers, not alcohol consumers, and leave a bad taste in their mouth, even with a infraction, a criminal record between 18 and 21. They could fight in our wars at 18. And then that leaves me with the minors. Why not leave it a family affair? Why give these kids who already have enough time with lead poisoning and their parents in jails or addicted, low income, why burden them with an extra infraction? It doesn't make any sense. Use that money for education. At the most, make them attend an education class, but make it a family affair. Like I said, vapes, restricted. Large cultivators, they say, are banned for 5 years. But then what?
The Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestlé trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
The Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com, the National Wildlife Refuge for Marijuana Unicorns.
educator, author, and advocate, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, is here to tackle the burning issues.
And I'm here to clear up the myths about cannabis and burn them away with science.
CannabisRadio.com presents a no-holds-barred platform that seeks to redefine and revolutionize the entire scope of the cannabis culture while opening the door for more to join the cannabis crusade.
Dr. Kevin Hill.
You can't ignore the fact that, like alcohol, most people who use don't have a problem. So I think that you need to think about policy in that way while educating people properly about marijuana. I think that's the way to go.
Burning Issues, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear, and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
Pod 2.0. This is not your father's Woodstock weed. This is the Rush Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. 16 and a half after the hour. And my thanks to Kevin Saunders for calling in and becoming the first person on the Rush Belville Show to have an entire activist agenda segment uninterrupted. I hope you're all timing it. It was exactly 8 minutes from the end of the intro ramp to the end of the outro ramp. So 8 minutes, and now Kevin's calling back again, but I'm not going to answer, Kevin, because you've had your say. You had 8 uninterrupted minutes. This is something that, you know, talk radio, that's, you don't get that. That's like, if you are on the air 2 minutes on a talk radio program with the host talking back and forth, that's a pretty stellar accomplishment. But you got 8 full minutes to explain to everyone why they should vote against the Sean Parker initiative. And I want to respond to the points, but I also want to make this constructive, okay? Because you sound like a great guy. You sound like a nice guy. I think we've met in person, and I'm sure you want legalization and you want it done the right way. You're honest about it. I don't see you as having a ulterior motive for, you know, your dispensary or whatever. No, you seem to be like an honest guy, like a lot of people out there, I'm sure, that are thinking, you know, I'm going to vote against this Sean Parker thing. So I want to be helpful, because if you're going to try to convince people to vote against legalization, I want you to have the opportunity to do so in the best way you can. So some tips. First, if you're going to get an 8-minute platform on a major media distribution, if you're going to get 8 minutes on a major platform, make those 8 minutes count. Have notes in front of you. Have your points ready to lay out and practice beforehand so that you can make a quick, succinct explanation of your point. You know, and there's the old 3 T's, you know, tell them what you're going to tell them, and then tell them what you just told them, right? So you want to reinforce your narrative and have easy sound bites for people to remember. Okay. So that's one thing. Another thing is to, you know, I appreciate the compliments for myself. I appreciate you complimenting Mark Emery and all that. But that whole compliment setup, you wasted 25% of your time on it. I was timing it. You used 2 minutes before you even got to the meat of your argument. So, you know, next time you get a shot like that, you know, you can say, you know, Russ, thanks for having me on. I appreciate your work. I've always admired your work. But here's why I disagree. Bam, you've said it in 15 seconds rather than 2 minutes, and you're ready to move on to the meat of your arguments, right? Now, I took notes, and I seem to have your problems with it. Is it's only 1 ounce 6 plants. It's not 2010 anymore. We can move at warp speed. It bans public smoking and smoking pot in automobiles. It has an open container law. It has taxes. And it criminalizes possession over 1 ounce and 8 grams. And kids end up with records, I guess, or something like that. So I want to address all those points. I've heard this from other people that are opposing this adult use of marijuana initiative. And I'm also going to make my points as to why it is imperative that we support. And I also want to compliment you on not
pushing the MCLR or the CCHI or some other initiative, but stuck to just why you should vote against Sean Parker.
What is the main food that penguins eat? Spam?
But I don't like spam! Happy 420, everybody. It's my last 420 at Rolla J Studios. It's kind of bittersweet. Not as bittersweet as this joint of Durban poison, but bittersweet nonetheless. Be right back with more on the Sean Parker Initiative right after this.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Voober vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Voober vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be. The Voober way.
You're not high. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment.
Okay. Maybe you're high, too.
We all know that prohibition was a disaster. It forced alcohol into the underground market where it was controlled by criminals, and consumers did not know what they were getting. It made us a nation of hypocrites and lawbreakers. Marijuana prohibition has caused a lot of the same problems. That's why most Vermonters agree it's time for a more sensible approach. Tell your state senator it's time to end prohibition and start regulating marijuana in Vermont.
Hey everybody, it's Radical Russ here from 420 Radio, inviting you to be like me and get your ink done at Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo, Fort Worth's most female-friendly, clean, sterile, awesome tattoo shop. Thomas and his crew are true artists who can design you a custom piece or use a design you bring in. Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo also offers all styles of tattooing as well as piercings and all-around fun. In the DFW area, stop by Lucky Horseshoe Tattoo and tell them Radical Russ sent you. Trust me, it'll feel awesome.
Pod 2.0. It's not your father's Woodstock weed. This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. 23 after the hour, and I want to take this time now to have my little segment of the Russ Belville Show to discuss Kevin Saunders' points that he made during the 8-minute activist agenda. So, the majority of the objection, remember the first 2 minutes was, intro, and then the next about 3.5 minutes. And see, you got to understand that this is how I see debating and discussing things, because I do a live talk radio show every day. I am constantly watching every second that I am speaking. It's amazing, man. I go out to gigs, you say, how long, we need you to do a speech. I just say, how long? 5, 10, 15, 40, an hour. It doesn't matter. Whatever you say, I can talk within a minute and a half of that time without even looking at a clock. That's how long I've been doing this, right? So I have to confess that giving Kevin the 8-minute segment was partially, I was doing it for myself, because I think sometimes people don't appreciate what it takes to just talk by yourself to people with no feedback. It's not easy, is it? So anyway, so the biggest opposition that came up in his discussion was 1 ounce, 6 plants. It's only 1 ounce, 6 plants. You can only have 1 ounce and 6 plants. So that made me look up what you can currently have in California. I mean, when I say what you could currently have, I mean me, Russ Belville, an adult who might go to California. So I'm looking at Normal's page on the laws here, and it says that if I have less than an ounce on me, that's a ticket. I get a $100 ticket for that. So I don't understand why having an ounce where I don't get a ticket is worse.
See, when you're trying to make a case to vote against the Adult Use of Marijuana Act in California, you need to convince the listener that it's making things worse. And so anybody who knows what's going on in California has to go, well, wait a minute, I can get a ticket for an ounce now. Legalizing an ounce is making it worse. Then you have to go to this cultivation part, right? It's only going to allow six plants. It's only going to allow six plants. Well, what's the law now? How many plants can I have now? Oh, cultivation, any amount, felony, 16 months to 3 years. That sounds worse than six plants that are legal. Sounds like it's worse now. And if I voted for this Adult Use of Marijuana Act, I'd get to grow six plants. Now, of course, Kevin's objections aren't coming from you or me, who are adults who might be in California and want to smoke marijuana and grow a few plants. Because then the rest of it is all the corollary as to why we disagree with 1 ounce and six plants, because it wouldn't be enough for juicing. Only six plants would be not enough to produce medicine for the patients. But see, Adult Use of Marijuana Act is about legalizing marijuana for non-patients. California already has a medical marijuana law that legalizes whatever it is that you guys have in California. And the Adult Use of Marijuana Act doesn't change anything about the Medical Marijuana Act. In fact, in numerous places, it indicates that it is not intended to change that part of the California Health and Safety Code. So you can't use the medical argument to say 1 ounce and six plants aren't enough, because that's not what they're setting as a limit for people that are non-medical. Medical's got its thing already. There's the complaint that the landlords wouldn't let you grow or possess within their properties. But that's the case right now, isn't it? Isn't that the case right now, that someone can ban personal possession of marijuana because it's a crime? See, you can't argue that something that recognizes a landlord banning something is bad unless landlords are currently letting that happen, as if that's legal now. And it's not. So that doesn't stand up to scrutiny. Rural counties where we have no neighbors, you could just have six plants? Yeah. Because the law is going to say adults can have six plants. How many can those rural people have now? Zero, because it's a felony now. Now, the point that 1 ounce and six plants might have sounded good for 2010 or 2012, but now we're somehow living in warp speed. Colorado and Washington have passed 1 ounce and six plants. Well, Washington hasn't passed six plants. They still have criminal grow penalties. But that we should be able to move farther and faster at this point. So the fact that we might move from California being illegal to being as legal as the current four states, actually more legal than Washington state, is reason we don't want to go that far forward, because we should go farther forward in that first step. We should keep things as bad as they are now and not have them as good as they are in four legal states, because they should be better than the four legal states. If we can't be better than the four legal states, we should be worse than the four legal states. I don't understand that reasoning. Kevin made the point that it needs to happen right in California. Legalization has to happen right in California, because California will dictate how other states end up legalizing. I don't buy that. I think no matter how you legalize in California is not going to affect how Georgia legalizes. Every state's going to come up with their own thing. They're all going to be laboratories of democracy for the time being. I heard the same prediction with Washington's I-502. It would set a precedent of a 5 nanogram per se and no home grow. And nobody else followed that precedent. So yeah, California is big, but we tend to get lost in all the minutiae of the regulations and exactly how it's legalized, when to the broader world out there, the 80%, 85% of the people who don't have anything to do with pot on a monthly basis, to them, it was legalized or it wasn't. It either got legalized or it didn't get legalized. What else? Okay, so the problem, another thing he brought up was a problem that it has a ban on public smoking. A ban on public smoking. So that made me wonder, so that's making public smoking illegal, and it's legal now? You can legally publicly smoke pot in California now? No, that would be an infraction with a $100 fine. So that's the thing, is you can't make these points about how bad the legalization would be unless, well, I'll get to that. I'm gonna save that to the end. Let me save that to the end. Let's go on with debunking the rest of it. So another argument was that there'd be a ban on public smoking or in automobiles. People wouldn't be able to take walks, exercise in parks. Some people live in their cars, trailers, or RVs. Some people might be just driving with their friend and get busted for having an open container. Are you seriously making the argument that we have to reject marijuana legalization because we can't smoke pot in a moving car? Really? That, beyond not just standing up to logical scrutiny, it just defies political reality. The attack ad against that is so easy, it's laughable. Well, they don't let us have open bags of weed in the car, don't let us smoke in the car. Why? Let's keep it like now, where we can't have open bags of weed in the car and we can't smoke in the car. That can't be an argument against legalization. Folks, you're going to have to grow up a little bit and accept that legalized marijuana does not mean anywhere, anytime, for any reason, by anybody, for any purpose. Not yet, anyway. I'm with Mark Emery that the perfect legalization, true legalization, is a one-line amendment to a constitution that says all laws prohibiting cannabis are hereby null and void. That's the ultimate goal. On that, we agree. That's our destination. But the problem with the true legalizers and the stoners against legalization is this view that a journey of 1,000 miles either has to be done right now, 1,000 miles all in one move, or we don't move at all. Taking a single step, that won't do it. And it's just stunning to me sometimes. So no open container. No, you're not going to be able to have an open bag of weed in the car. You're going to have to do the sensible thing, keep it in a closed container, put it in the trunk, or locking it in a glove compartment, or putting it behind the farthest back seat. Oh no, tyranny. Come on now. And then this little part usually gets twisted by some of these folks. Gets a little twisted where they'll say, ah, see, well, no open container, but the only kind of container you can possibly have is a container that comes from the store, and it's already sealed at the store. And then if you take it out of that container, and then if you only have your homegrown in a Ziploc baggie, that can't be a store container, because a Ziploc can open and close, so it can never be sealed, so it'll always be an open container. And if you ever have a baggie on you, then you're going to go to prison. Ah! Jesus. I mean, the lengths they'll go to try to frighten you about this. First of all, what happens to you right now if you have a baggie of weed on you in a Ziploc baggie and you're stopped by a California State Patrol and he finds that baggie? Right, you get a ticket. So what changes? I don't understand. So another complaint was the 15% excise tax. It's a sin tax. The low income and the SSI people will never be able to afford it. Let me tell you a story about taxes. I've been living here in Portland, Oregon for 13 years now. Okay. Now, Portland, Oregon, and the Pacific Northwest in general, tend to have the lowest weed prices in the nation already. So I'll admit that's a confounder for what I'm about to say. However, When I got here to Portland, Oregon, I wasn't already embedded in the marijuana movement. I didn't already belong to Oregon Normal. I spent some years before I was a part of the activist community here. And in those years, I had to buy black market weed. I didn't know medical patients. I wasn't at all. I was still completely black market dude. And I had to buy weed here in Oregon. And it tended to be, if I wanted to get a half ounce of weed, it was $160. $160 a half ounce, $320 would be the ounce price, but probably $300 an ounce, right? Add the extra 10 as you cut the bag, as usual. $160 a half ounce. That was 2003, 2004. In the interim, we legalized medical marijuana, you know, the dispensaries of medical marijuana. Washington had medical marijuana. And I got embedded into the medical marijuana scene and was able to buy and see weed at dispensaries. I was a caregiver for a long time, could buy weed. And the price for a half ounce, $140 to $150 a half ounce. Still at the black market levels that I was always paying for weed. Now, in Vancouver, Washington, after legalization, with huge outdoor sun-grown marijuana fields in production, I just bought a half ounce of sun-grown, inspected, pesticide-free, labeled 24.87% THC Durban poison for $70. And that's with a 37% tax attached to it. Because legalization and large-scale commercial growing has flooded the market and dropped the price to the lowest prices I've ever seen for weed. $70 a half ounce of quality weed, and there's half ounces going there for $60 of different strains. So, okay, there's going to be a 15% excise tax on weed. But there's going to be such legal production going on that the overall price will drop to the point where even with the 15% excise tax, patients will end up spending less money on cannabis. All right, let's see. What else do we got here? Kevin made a point that the Adult Use of Marijuana Act criminalizes anyone in possession over 1 ounce or 8 grams of concentrate or 6 plants. Criminalizes anyone in possession over 1 ounce or 8 plants. Now, the use of the verb criminalizing tells me that he thinks Adult Use of Marijuana Act does that. That somehow Adult Use of Marijuana Act makes people criminals over 1 ounce or 8 grams. Let's take a look. Current California law, more than 28.5 grams, misdemeanor, 6 months, $500 maximum fine. Hash and concentrates, possession, any amount, 1 year, $500 fine. Now let's switch over to this other window where I have the Adult Use of Marijuana Act hyperlinked, and we can take a look at the section that he's referring to, because this is within the Adult Use of Marijuana Act. It would be Section 8, Criminal Offenses, Records, and Resentencing, where Sections 11357, 358, 359, 360, and 361.5 of the California Health and Safety Code are amended. Starting with possession, Section 11357, except as authorized by law, possession of more than 28.5 grams of marijuana shall be punished or adjudicated as follows. Persons at least 18 years of age, but less than 21 years of age, shall be guilty of an infraction punishable by a fine and not more than $100. So 18 to 21, you get a fine and a ticket, which is, oh, looky here, it's what you get now if you are caught with marijuana. So it doesn't change that for the 18 to 21-year-old. Let's see, for the persons under 18, the minors, 4 hours of drug education and counseling, 10 hours of community service. Second or subsequent offense, 6 hours of drug education, 20 hours of community service. So for minors, possession of less than 1 ounce, not a crime at all. Drug education and counseling and community service. So it doesn't make it worse for the kids. All right, let's see. Except as authorized by law, possession of more than 28.5 grams of marijuana shall be punished as follows. Persons 18 age 18 years of age or over who possess more than 20 and a half grams of marijuana shall be punished by imprisonment in the county jail for a period of not more than 6 months, or by a fine of not more than $500, or by both. 6 months, $500 fine. What's the law now? Oh yeah, 6 months, $500 fine. So Adult Use of Marijuana Act doesn't change that at all. Let's see, Part C. If you're over 18, you possess more than an ounce near a school, upon the grounds or within a school, let's see, a fine, $250 fine. Let's see, under 18 who possesses at a school, mandatory community drug education, community service. Let's see this one. 11358, planting, harvesting, and processing. People 18 to 21 who plant up to six plants get an infraction of $100. So if you're under 21, you're getting a ticket. 18 and older who plant more than six plants get 6 months and a $500 fine. If you plant more than six plants, you get a six-month $500 fine. Well, what's the law now if you plant more than six plants? Oh, yeah. Felony, any amount, 16 months to 3 years. So the Sean Parker Amendment actually makes it better for people who are growing more than six plants, a.k.a. the illegal weed dealers out there who are growing a whole bunch of plants in their closet or their basement, who, if they're caught right now, are in possession of felony amounts of plants. If they're caught after Sean Parker, they're in possession of misdemeanor amounts of plants. 6 months, $500 fine. Now, multiple grow offenses. You get caught more than once, yes, it goes back to the felony, 16 months, 3 years imprisonment. 16 months to 3 years. But again, no worse than it is now. What else we got here? Possession for sale. If you're over 18, that's 6 months, $500 fine. Possession for sale right now, felony, 2 to 4 years. Oh, okay, so the Sean Parker Amendment makes that one better. Okay, what else we got? Possession for sale. What else we got here? Okay. Oh, if you're unlawfully importing, selling, 2 to 4 years prison time for repeat offenses. Right now, if you're selling any amount, 2 to 4 years time. So it's still the same. What else? Nope, that's pretty much it, folks. The Sean Parker Amendment either makes things, on the punishment side, makes things better or makes them no worse than they already are. Yeah, I have trouble understanding it too, folks. When we come back, we'll wind this up, and I'll cover a couple of other stories that are going on here in the marijuana movement. If you missed my interview earlier today with the Prince of Pop, Mark Emery, it'll be available on my SoundCloud page, soundcloud.com/RadicalRuss, or you can get it on my iTunes podcast. Just look for the Russ Belville Show on iTunes. You'll find the podcast feed there. And of course, available on demand at CannabisRadio.com.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Great websites today need expert web design and development, and need to be e-commerce ready and mobile friendly. But building a marketable and profitable website can be an uphill climb. Ready to make your new website or replace your existing website? Think Orange as the new way to get in the black. Orange Hill Development works with Fortune 500 companies and offer the same top quality development service at a fraction of what other providers charge. Brands like Absolute, Carlsberg, and Nestea trust Orange Hill Development. Find out why you should trust your website with Orange Hill. Contact Orange Hill for a consultation today at orangehilldevelopment.com.
You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com, where we don't change our mind on decriminalization during an election year.
Chronicling the latest cannabis industry news and headlines.
Well, with four states with tax and regulate and the District of Columbia,
the state
of cannabis.
Oh my God, it's refreshing. We have people that generally wouldn't speak on behalf of cannabis for fear of retribution, fear of losing your practices, fear of many of those things, and find ourselves in a place that we finally can.
Bringing you fact-based news and views and keeping listeners on the pulse of what's happening in the industry today. The State of Cannabis.
On demand anytime, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The Fingerboard Extension has fretted instruments to enhance your creativity. It has new and used guitars and banjos from beginning to high class. The Fingerboard Extension has National Resophonic, Husson Dalton, Larrabee, Heritage and Recording King guitars, and Mike Ramsey, Wildwood, Gold Tone and Recording King banjos. The Fingerboard Extension also has drum stuff, used gear and parts. Stop by the Fingerboard Extension, downtown Corvallis, Oregon at 120 Northwest 2nd, or check out the inventory on the web at fingerboardextension.com and reverb.com.
Warning, hits taken on this show are larger than they appear. Do not try this at home. These people are professionals. Or at least they pay me to say that. This is Dan Michaels from danmichaelsaudio.com, and you're listening to Radical Russ on CannabisRadio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. 46 after the hour, and reading some of the chat room up there at CannabisRadio.com, Sean McDowell makes a point about Section 26052, the licensing chapter of the Adult Use of Marijuana Act, and he's claiming, anytime any of my competition decides that they don't like I sell my weed cheaper than they do, I get a ding on my license and possibly revoked. So let me just go to the unfair practices section here, as I've labeled it, 26052. Paragraph A, no licensee shall perform any of the following acts or permit any such acts to be performed by any employee, agent, or contractor of such licensee. Subparagraph 4, sell any marijuana or marijuana products at less than cost for the purpose of injuring competitors, destroying competition, or misleading or deceiving purchases or prospective purchasers. I think the operative term there, Sean, is at less than cost. Now, if you can come up with great growing techniques and harvesting techniques and trimming techniques that allow you to produce marijuana at a lower cost than your competitors and then sell it at that lower cost with some profit markup for you, you're not going to be subject to that subparagraph. It's only if you're selling the marijuana at less than cost. If it costs you $25 an ounce to grow it and trim it and process it, and you're selling it at $12 an ounce, that's where you're going to get hit by that. This is a practice that they engage in, the large-scale producers. This is like a Walmart thing, where they will take the hit. They'll go ahead and crash the price of something below cost, purposely trying to injure their smaller competitors who can't take that hit. And then once those competitors are out of the way, now they can raise the price up to where they want it without all those pesky competitors fighting them, right? It's a way that the large-scale producer can actually squeeze out the small-scale farmer. You want this in your law to protect you from the Walmart of weed. That's what it was there for. That's what it's intended for. And this is something that we have in just about every market there is and every commodity there is. There's some sort of price gouging, price crashing type of legislation. That's what I think's going on with this. Maybe there's business people out there that know better than I do, but I think that's what they're trying to do. It's the at cost thing we got to worry about. Yeah, if it was a law that said you, if you're selling it less than someone else and they bitch about it, yeah, I'd be against that, right? That would suck. But no, they would have to prove you're selling it at less than cost. And I don't think they can pull that off. Yeah. Michael Hughes, an attorney who's in our chat room, says there seems to be an intent requirement to injure. As long as it's not the intent to injure competitors, it'd be kind of a tough clause to enforce. Yeah. And that this happens a lot of times. And believe me, I'm not perfect in this. I've made these mistakes myself as I learned reading laws, right? It's like, you'd think you could just say X, Y, and Z is legal, PD and Q are illegal, let's go, right?
But law is a weird thing, man. A may versus a shall, a comma versus a semicolon, an Oxford comma or not an Oxford comma. That kind of shit can change profit margins for lots of people, right? It gets really complex and nitty gritty. And sometimes that's why I always tell people when you read one of these laws, first of all, or initiatives, first of all, understand that they often have a guide that'll tell you what parts of the initiative are the new law versus what part of the initiative is what the law already is, but they just had to tell you that anyway, right? Like, you know, if a really crazy example would be like, I've got an initiative to legalize puppies, right? And my initiative says, this initiative will legalize puppies. Murder is still illegal. Rape is still illegal. Robbery is still illegal, right? My initiative isn't making murder, rape, and robbery illegal. It's just reiterating the fact that those things are still illegal, right? Well, in writing these pot initiatives sometimes, you have these parts that are, here's where we're changing, and then you have these other parts where they have to include what the law currently is so that you get the perspective of in what part, you know, what paragraph is the law changing compared to the other paragraph. So sometimes people read these things and they'll read something that's currently the law and they'll think the initiative is doing that. No, the initiative's just reiterating what the law is. Now, it varies state to state. Some of the states, the standard is that you have to put in italics, right, what the new part is, and then the stuff that's not in italics is the old stuff. Other places, it's boldface, where that's the new stuff, and it's regular, where it's not the new stuff, right? So you have to learn that, first of all. And then second of all, you got to learn what the law is currently. When you read these initiatives, like, and it says something about you can't lower the price to injure competitors. Well, what are the laws currently with respect to other things, right? Is this really out of the ordinary? You know, I have to do that a lot because I'm not really a business guy. I don't know a ton about business. So when they start talking these business terms, sometimes I'll go, well, what's the law with alcohol? What's the law with, you know, avocados, whatever, you know? So those are some things to consider as you're reading some of this stuff. Now, also, before I forget, remember, this is our last show at Rolla J Studios. I will be coming to you from Herb Thrasher Studios, 420 Radio's Herb Thrasher Studios, over next week, maybe the next 2 weeks. So I will be in Portland. I just won't be here at this location. And then Valentine's weekend in San Francisco at the ICBC. And from that point on, probably in Phoenix for a while. So hit me up on Radical Russ on all the social media or Gmail, and I'll keep in touch about where I'm at. Maybe we can have a sesh one of these days, because you know I'm not going to be packing it while I'm traveling. We'll be right back for the final segment right after this.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Gondrepreneur.com, your guide to the cannabis business world. Gondrepreneur.com is a comprehensive resource for cannabis professionals and entrepreneurs. Download the Gondrepreneur app on your smartphone or tablet to catch up on cannabis industry news, scroll through our daily job listings, and learn about successful cannabis companies, executives, and investors. Gondrepreneur.com, helping gondrepreneurs grow.
The Russ Belville Show, where the truth about marijuana gets more than a minute to speak.
At midnight, July 1st, 2015, adult marijuana prohibition came to an end in Oregon. Immediately, over 400,000 adults who consume cannabis responsibly were no longer criminals. This is what freedom sounds like. Brought to you by Portland Normal.
Cannabis Belleville Show is proudly sponsored by the Marijuana Business Association. The MJBA, called by NBC News the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, is the fastest growing business association in the fastest growing industry in America. I've been working with the MJBA for years, and I personally invite you to join the MJBA. MJBA also publishes the popular MJ Headline News on Facebook and the MJNewsNetwork.com, and Marijuana Channel 1 on YouTube. Visit MJBA.net for more details.
Most of us pirates, we go on vacation to North Dakota, you know, because they've got a town called Argusville. What are you smoking there, boy?
This is Dan Michaels from danmichaelsaudio.com, and you're listening to Radical Russ on cannabisradio.com.
Welcome back, everybody. 5 minutes to the top of the hour where you get to hear Stoner Jesus. That's right. Get yourself saved while you got the chance. Stoner Jesus coming up at the top of the hour here on CannabisRadio.com. I'm just closing out this final segment here in this basement studio in Northeast Portland. A lot of memories. A lot of great guests have been in this studio, both on my show and the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. And just some amazing, amazing media we put out here. And it's kind of sad leaving this area, but it's tempered by the fact that I am so excited for 2016. I have just like, this is the year, man. This is where the big tidal wave crashes all across America and acceptance of marijuana comes into full flower in a way, pardon the pun, in a way that we've, you know, never experienced before. The presidential elections being forced to have to address the issue of marijuana, the five states at least, now six, we got Florida with medical now, we got California, Arizona, Massachusetts, and Maine likely to make the ballot, Nevada's on the ballot, Florida's on the ballot for medical, Missouri's fighting for medical, Michigan's still fighting for a legalization initiative, Vermont is trying to do it through their legislature. We got nine states in play for 2016, and I'm going to go across this country, state to state, not just Colorado, California, Washington, Oregon, the typical places, but Kansas and Nebraska and Michigan and West Virginia. I want to try to hit all 48 states this year. I don't know if it's going to be possible, but anything I can do to make that a reality, I'm going to try to do it, because this legalization is for all of us. This is for all of us in this nation, in this country. And we don't have to just be in a blue state or a green state for that to happen. It's time to mobilize flyover country. It's time to mobilize the South. It's time to all get on this bandwagon and crush it in 2016. Just crush prohibition. Just end it. Before these weak-kneed politicians start to get second doubts about it. Before, God forbid, one of those Republican clowns gets elected and tries to reverse the whole thing. Let's just bring the hammer down, legalize it as much as we can, everywhere we can in 2016. I'll see you on the road, helping you do it everywhere and every way I can. For everybody here at Rolla J Studios in beautiful Legal Potland, Oregon, one last time, thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belleville Show. The Russ Belleville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Drugs.
Growing plants indoors can be a rewarding hobby, but electricity...